بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين تبوأوا الدار والإيمان من قبلهم يحبون من هاجر إليهم لا يجدون في صدورهم حاجة مما أوتوا ويؤثرون على أنفسهم ولو كان بهم خصاصة ومن يوق شح نفسه فأولئك هم المفلحون. In the previous ayat, we read that one of the recipients of the wealth of faith, that is that wealth which is obtained as booty, spoils of war, in which the Muslims did not have to fight, the non-Muslims surrendered. So therefore the Muhajireen, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, who came from Makkah Sharif to Madinah Sharif, they were one of the recipients, and Allah Ta'ala explained their great, great virtues, how great qualities they had. The next recipients, Allah Ta'ala explains, وَالَّذِينَ تَبَوَّعُ الدَّارَ وَالْإِيمَانِ, or jin logo jaga pakar rahe hain, us ghar mein aur iman mein, and those people, that is the Ansar, were found a place to stay, that is in Madinatul Munawwara. Ad-Dar is Madinatul Munawwara. That they made Medina their place, and they made it the place of iman. There was no iman before there, and they made it the place of iman. So there are great virtues for the people who work in an area to establish iman in that area. That place comes to be known as a place of iman. There are great virtues for those people also. And like at the beginning, when the Muhajireen came, the weather conditions did not suit them. But in spite of that, they stayed and they made it their home. And they made it a place of iman. Well, iman min qablihim. This refers to the Ansar, that when they came to Makkah Sharif, they accepted Islam from the hands of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They went back, they made effort, and they made Medina a place of iman. يُحِبُّونَ مَنْ هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِمْ وَمُحَبَّتْ کرتے ہیں اس سے جو وطن چھوڑ کر آئے ان کے پاس. They are those people who love those people who make hijrat for the sake of deen and come to them. That is, they give their everything. As yesterday we had discussed, they offered their wealth. They said, we will make it half-half between us. If a person had two wives, he said, you choose one. I will divorce her and you can marry her. These were the great qualities of these Ansar. Today we don't. It's very hard to find it anywhere in history a parallel of this, that how they had sacrificed. ولا يجدون في صدورهم حاجة, اور نہیں پاتے اپنے دل میں تنگی اس چیز اس چیز سے جو مہاجرین کو دی جائے. And they don't find any hurt in them, any hate, malice, or any discomfort in their heart that the muhajirin were given more than them. In fact, they were such that their hearts were so clean. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that on one occasion we were in the majlis of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the person who will be, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the person who will be coming now will be a jannati. So they saw him, one sahabi came, the next day the same thing happened again. Same words Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the same sahabi came. The third day again. Then Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu ta'ala anhu thought, I must accompany the sahabi and find out what great amal he's doing, that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving him guarantee of jannat in this dunya. So he requested him to stay with him for a few days. He stayed 3 days, but he did not find anything particular in his ibadat or anything more. Just like normal, latter part of the night he should get up, make his tahajjud, etc. Then after 3 days he said, I came to find out, because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you are a jannati, what is it that you do? He says, I'm just an ordinary person, I don't do anything. Then as Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was about to leave, he called him back. He said, yes, but there is one thing. I don't have any malice, any hatred, any jealous for anyone. My heart is absolutely clean for everyone. He said, yes, this is that thing that has made you that jannati. So this is such a hidden ibadah, which is just in the heart, for which there is no effort. To hate somebody, you still have to make an effort. For this there is no effort to keep your heart completely clean. And on that he was guaranteed a Jannah. وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ اور مقدم رکھتے ہیں ان کو اپنی جان سے. وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصًا اور اگرچہ ہو اپنے اوپر فاقہ. And they give preference to the others, even though they have to suffer the consequences. They have to suffer poverty, they have to suffer hunger, but yet they will give preference to the others. This was the quality of the Sahaba. One person came and he complained to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'm suffering from hunger, I haven't got food. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent a message to all his wives in their homes if there was any food. There was no food in anyone's wives. We can't imagine what type of a life they led. Then he asked the Sahaba, is there anyone who will host this person? Take him and make him a host. One Sahaba agreed and he took him home. So he asked his wife, is there something to eat? She said, there is only enough for the children. For me and you also, there is no food, only for the children. He said, lull them to sleep, put them away to sleep. And when we sit down to eat, the lamp, you with some excuse, you put it off. And then we will carry on moving our mouths in the dark, and the guest will think we are eating so that he can eat his fill. We can't imagine such a thing, that even the children, they lull to sleep. They did not eat anything. Hunger is such a thing. When you have it, you want that food. But they were in this way, the Sahabi ate his fill. The next morning, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw him and gave him great glad tidings and was very happy with him. This is how they sacrificed for one another. In the battle of Yarmouk, then one cousin went out to look for his cousin, and perhaps he's amongst the injured, or has he died? He found him that he's still breathing, and he made a sign, he wants water. As he was about to drink, another Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu made a sign, he wants water. So he said, give it to him. Like this he went to 4 or 5 people. When he came back to his cousin, he found he had passed away. The next one has passed away. They sacrificed their lives also in this way. So these were the qualities of the Sahaba, the Muhajirin and then the Ansar. The least we can do is have total respect and total love for them and try our best to emulate them how much we can. And very unfortunate are those people who speak ill of the Sahaba, who speak ill of these people who sacrifice so greatly. That is extremely dangerous to speak ill of any Sahaba or any of these people who sacrifice like this for the sake of deen. وَمَنْ يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ اور جو بچا لیا گیا اپنی جی کی لالت سے تو وہی لوگ ہیں مراد پانے والے. And those people who are saved, and this is only by the tawfiq of Allah, they are saved from the greed of their heart. That is, in all these matters, their hearts are so clean and they are like angels, like farishtas on earth, and they don't have any greed of this dunya. And the person who is saved from the greed of this dunya, these are those people Allah says who will attain felicity, who will attain success. Then there is another group of recipients for this faith, and that is those people, وَالَّذِينَ جَاءُوا مِن بَعْدِهِمْ اور واسطے ان لوگوں کے جو آئے ان کے بعد. And those who will come after them, after the Sahaba, the Muhajirin, the Ansar. But they have this quality in them. يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا کہتے ہوئے اے رب بخش ہم کو. And they say, oh Allah, forgive us. They ask for that. They try their best, but all the time they are asking for forgiveness. They don't think that they don't have a holier than thou attitude. And neither do they think that they are pious themselves, but they are asking forgiveness. And those of us who do open gunas, it's absolutely faraz for us to make tawbah all the time. وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ اور ہمارے بھائیوں کو جو ہم سے پہلے داخل ہوئے ایمان میں. And they make dua for those that entered into iman before them. That is, they don't speak ill of the Sahaba رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ. They don't have any malice, any hatred for the Sahaba, but they are making dua for them. So much they love them that every time they hear their name, automatically radiyallahu anhum comes out. And they make dua for those people. And they make this dua, وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا or نَرَّكْ ہماری دِلوں میں بیر ایمان والوں کا. And do not put any hatred, jealousy, malice, ill feeling in our hearts for those people who have brought iman. In other words, they love those people who have got iman. You see a person is pious, he's making namaz, he's regular with namaz. If the love of that person comes in your heart, make lot of shukr to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And people who speak ill of, especially the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, of the righteous and the pious, the great ulama who did so much service of deen, and we speak ill of them, then fear Allah ta'ala. Make tawbah and correct ourselves. And further they say, رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ رَوْفُ الرَّحِيمِ اے رب تو ہی ہے نرمی والا مہربان. Oh Allah, you are the only one who shows kindness and softness in its full meaning. It is only Allah Ta'ala, and you are the one who is most merciful. So yeah, Allah has explained the recipients of faith, booty of war in this manner, and also the qualities of the Muhajireen and the Ansar, and we should really try and follow in their footsteps and develop a great keen love for them and respect and dignity and honor for them. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana.